It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado celebrated 150 years of statehood at the state capitol Saturday. About 300 people gathered on the north side to commemorate the special day. Governor Jared Polis said the day was more about celebrating the future of Colorado.
Colorado history that's written every day by people who have been here for generations and people who arrived a year ago, 5 years ago, and we're all part of Colorado's next 150 years.
Those who attended enjoyed cake, music, and exhibits as part of the celebration. Colorado became the 38th state on August 1st, 1876. It's known as the Centennial State after gaining statehood 4 weeks after the country's 100th anniversary. Senator John Hickenlooper wants answers on what led to the deaths of four firefighters in Mesa County last month. Hickenlooper took to the U.S. Senate floor to call for an investigation into wildland firefighting policies.
This isn't about playing politics or gotcha, trying to find blame. With wildfires still raging across Colorado, we can't afford to wait months and months to learn lessons that could save lives right now.
To date, the federal agency that publishes reports on wildland fire accidents has only produced preliminary findings on the burnover event that killed four Halitech firefighters. A heat advisory along the I-25 corridor, Pueblo and North, that is also in place for Grand Junction, the San Luis Valley, and the lower Arkansas River Valley. An air quality alert is in place for north central and northwestern Colorado. We'll see highs today in the 90s and 100s. Higher elevations, near the cool spot, of course, upper 80s. This is KRCC and CPR News. Morning Edition continues right here on KRCC and CPR News.